In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm looking at Colossians. Colossians 2, verse 14. Listen, this is for you. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. I'm going to read it again. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. All those things the devil sent against us. All those things our genes sent against us. You know, our genes, what we inherit. All those things that environment sent against us. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, which was not for us. He took it out of the way. He took it out of the way. How? Did he wave his magic wand? No. How? By nailing it to the cross. Let's get this, okay? Let's get this. This is so important. Okay, I was not planning to preach this, okay? I just preached in WEZE. The Lord said, don't open the Bible. I'm going to give you the words. Okay? And I did, okay? I listened to him. I was kind of stubborn at the beginning, but I listened to him. Then I knew I had to open the scriptures, okay? And what do I open to but my favorite passage? Well, one of my favorite passages. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Now, what is against you? Okay? Okay, let's look at the things that are against you, okay? Money. Your age. Your genetic makeup. The devil. Your fears, your insecurities, your past. What does it say? Blotting out all those things, those handwritings, you know, the handwriting that gets written in ourselves. How can you do this? Your mother died of a heart attack. You're going to get one, too. There's strokes in your family. You're going to get one, too. You're going to end up on the street. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, which was contrary against us. He took it out of the way. He took it out of the way. Say it. He took it out of the way. He took it out of the way. And he nailed it to the cross. What better place? You know, what would we do? Okay, let me tell you. When the bishop is coming to do confirmation, we take things out of the way. We let the house look like it's not cluttered. Even once I put the typewriter in the oven. All right? But that's not what the Lord does. He took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. That's amazing. No matter what you're going through. Okay, abortion. You've had an abortion. Okay? I'm going to tell you, that's terrible. But it's forgivable. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you. Yes, abortion was contrary to you. He took it out of the way through repentance. And he nailed it to the cross. And your baby is waiting for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that you can be a great pro-lifer. Do you know the woman Roe versus Wade? She was a pawn in the pro-death ring. They used her. What was her name? McCory. Now, she who the case was all about, Norma McCory, whatever, she's pro-life and she's Catholic. My God. Like, give me a break. That this was the case that won free abortions in the United States. But blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against her, which was contrary to her, he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, bringing salvation out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is like, how can I say it any better, please? I can't say it any better. Really, I can't say it any better. That whatever is written against you, whether it's written against you by the devil, by the genetic makeup that you have, by your genetic nervous system, by your past sins, by your abortions, plural, by your finances, by your thievery, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you and it was contrary to you, Jesus Christ took it out of the way and he nailed it to the cross, having spoiled the principalities and powers. He made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. I'm going to tell you what it's all about. That he made a show of the demonic powers, triumphing over them. He made a show of them. Da, 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 da. Like they're at a circus. These demonic powers. These demonic powers that have been tormenting. These demonic powers that had written their handwriting against you. These demonic powers that were totally against you and written against you. He blotted out the handwriting of the demonic powers. And he took these demonic powers out of the way, nailing them to the cross. And he made a show of them. Da, 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 da. Circus. He put them in the circus ring. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them, triumphing over them in it, triumphing over them in it. He's triumphed over them in it through the power of the cross. He made a show of these demonic spirits. He's made a show, put them in the circus. Dot, dot. Da 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 da. Made a show. But you've got to stand on this word. You've got to stand on this word, my friend. 2 Colossians 14:15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to you, he took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them. My Lord. How much better? Like, what scripture passage could be better than that? So therefore, St. Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Listen to what it says. Oh, Lord, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Here it is. And we know. Oh, I'm trying to find it. Here it is. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay a charge against God's elect? Is it God that justifies? Who shall condemn? Is it Jesus Christ who died for you, rather was raised, who is even now at the Father's right hand, who also now makes intercession for you? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword, powers, or principalities, the present, or the future, the height, or the depth. No other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which comes through Christ Jesus. Finances, sicknesses, genetic problems, sin problems, mortgage problems, anxiety problems, demonic problems. What has he done? Blotting them out. Blotting out the handwriting that was written against you. He put it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross, and he made a spectacle, a show of the demonic powers. A show. There's Satan in the middle of the ring, toothless as he is. Yeah! Like a dog on a chain, he makes a lot of noise, but he's got no teeth. Making a show of the principalities and powers. He's got as much power as you give him. Yeah! My Lord, that's all I can say is my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. That's what my Lord did. That's what my Lord does. That's what who my Lord is. That's my Lord. That's what he did. That's what Jesus did. That's why there's no excuses. You hear me? There's no excuses. There's no excuses. There's no excuses. There's no excuses. You cannot say, you know, oh, it's my past. Oh. Yeah, we all have past, and they all stink, okay? They all stink. We've all been messed up. We've all been screwed up, okay? I said it. But you know what? Blotting out the handwriting that was against us. He took it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross, and he made a show of the principalities and powers. And there are no excuses. God has greatness for you, but do you want to do the great things for God? Now, the great things start with little things. You see? Because my name is Johnny Appleseed, and I plant little seeds. The little seeds, and the sun's in the trees, and the apple seeds, but it all starts with a little seed. But you see, if you plant a seed, you're going to get a twig. If you plant a twig, you're going to get a bush. If you plant a bush, you're going to get a tree. If you plant a tree, you're going to get apples. It all starts small. Like the kingdom of God starts small, like a mustard seed. That's where it starts, but it blooms. That means nothing can get in your way unless you want it to get in your way. Nothing get in my way unless I want to get in my way. That's the way it is. You know, you could do whatever you want. See, you know, I'm a victim. Okay, be the victim, you know. I know there was one that was a victim. His name is Jesus Christ, so that I won't have to be a victim. Okay? I know there was one that was a victim. His name is Jesus Christ. He became the victim so that I don't have to be a victim. Now, I know bad things happen to good people, and I know a lot of things destroy people. I understand that. I understand that. I understand. But you want to know what? It doesn't have to. Nothing has to destroy you. Unless you wanted to. If you wanted to, you know what? You can give up. We all can give up. As I said in the last broadcast, how many times have I wanted to quit? How many times have I wanted to chuck it all for Milky Way? And I don't even like Milky Ways. But you see, blotting out the handwriting that was written against you. He took it out. He nailed it to the cross. And he made a spectacle. Can you see anxiety in the circus ring? Made a spectacle of anxiety. Can you see fear in the circus ring? That, that, da, 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 da. That made a spectacle of these things. Can you see torment and guilt? Can you see torment and guilt? Blotting out the handwriting that was written against you. My friends, I am not talking ragtime. I'm talking reality. Now, whether you want to buy it or not is your own, it's your own thing. You know, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy what I'm selling today, you know. You can continue, and I can continue, and we can all continue, and it's just, you know, who, you know, it's just, life is just hard. Yeah, life is hard. I'm going to tell you, life is hard. That's just a given, all right? It's a hard life, okay? It's a hard life. I'm not gonna say it's not hard. We got lots of things that go against us. That's right. But I'm no quitter. I'd stop eating chocolate, as I said, but I'm no quitter. Life is difficult. Oh, yeah. And things happen. Bad things happen to good people. That's right. They really do. Bad things happen to good people. You can bet your bottom dollar that bad things will happen to good people. But you want to know what? What do you do with it? That's the issue. What do you do with the bad things? Yeah, you can sit back and say, you know, I don't deserve it. And that's true, you don't. You can say, I never did anything wrong to anybody. That might be absolutely true, other than crucify Jesus, I did that. You can say it what you want to say, but are you willing to go on from this place of being stuck? You understand what I'm saying? Are you willing to go on to the place where God calls you from the place of being stuck? How do I know you can do it? Because he's blotted it out. He's blotted it out, and he's made a spectacle of all the demonic powers, and that's real, boys and girls. That's real. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to you, he took it out of the way. How? By nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a circus act of them, and he triumphed over them in it. It's a powerful scripture if you want to receive it. 2 Colossians 2:14-15. This is the King James Version, and it's the best one. The best one, at least for me, in this scripture. Because it talks about the work of Jesus. You know, we've all had handwriting written against us. Nobody's parents were perfect. Nobody's brothers and sisters were perfect. Nobody's teachers were perfect. Nobody's relatives were perfect. Some people drank too much. Some people struck too much. Some people shamed children too much. Some people abused too much. Some people smoked too much. But blotting out that handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to you, he took it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a circus act out of them, openly triumphing over them in it. So, my friends, you do what you want with your circumstances, because you know what? I think circumstances are like fertilizer, okay? Fertilizer is manure. And manure can go into the ground and make your tomatoes so big. Or you can take the manure and put it all over your face and kill you. Circumstances like manure. You can put it into the ground of your being and let the cross of Jesus Christ cause it to make you compassionate, to make you caring, to make you powerful, to make you loving. Your circumstances need never defeat you because the ordinances of handwriting have been blotted out and nailed to the cross. But you can take those circumstances, and we've all done it, and we can put it all over our face, okay, and just smudge it there and breathe them in and get sick. Or we can take our circumstances, and we can admit these circumstances right now, they stink. We can pour them into the ground of our being and ask Jesus to use it as fertilizer as it breaks up through the blood of the Lamb. You know what it says in the book of Deuteronomy? I set before you life and death. Choose life. I set before you life and death. Choose life. I'll say it again. I set before you life and death. Choose life. Your circumstances can become fertilizer. Don't rub them in your face through your emotions. Don't meditate on them. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Let them go into the ground of your being. Let them literally break up. Norma McCorvey, the whole thing of Roe versus Wade, making abortion legal. Not moral, but legal. She's now a pro-life woman. Why? Because all the ordinances of handwriting written against her were blotted out and nailed to the cross. And God, through Christ, got the principalities and powers and made a circus act out of them. Oh God, we ask for the grace to do that. The grace to let go, the grace to just let your grace reign in our hearts. We do ask that, Lord, because you know what? We are frail creatures of the dust, and we are in need of your mercy. So, Lord, you know our past. You know our circumstances. You know people that lost their jobs and they're scared. But, Lord, would you let them know that you're in them, you're with them, and that these things don't need to destroy them? Would you do that for them, Lord? Because, Jesus, you died for them. Holy Spirit, do it, please. Please, please, please. Listen now. October 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Sheridan Braintree Hotel, Braintree, Massachusetts. Warriors of Worship, the WOW Catholic Charismatic Conference for Men and Women through Praise and Ever Deeper Worship. The experiencing of glory, the glory of God, the glory of His presence. Go on to your computer, www.catholicwow.org. I will be there speaking. Maria Vadia Carianda will be there. She's in Africa right now preaching. Pray for Maria. www.catholicwow.org. 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 And you know what? I don't know if you've seen my stuff on computer. It's my www.fathertoms.com. www.fathertoms.com. FATHERTOMS.com. It's my .com. www.fathertoms.com. And what are my recipes? You can get it from there. www. FatherToms.com. You can get my recipes. www.FatherToms.com. And you can see me, or you can shut me off. You can do whatever you want, you know. You're free. But can I say this before I leave? Choose life. Don't choose death. Please choose life. Let the fertilizer go into your being and break up and cause you to be compassionate rather than become bitter and evil and hateful. And you know what? When you become bitter, evil, and hateful, you know what? Who's the worst for it? You are. And one person said, I can't forgive what he did to me. That's right. That's why we need Jesus to forgive through us. And if you don't forgive him, you know what? You're going to carry him on your back for the rest of your life. Like a monkey on your back. If you don't forgive him, you're going to carry him on your back. Are you tired of carrying this person on your back? Then you better forgive him. Because he's not worth carrying on your back. He's not worth it. Bring him to the Lord. Ask Jesus to forgive him through you. It's time to let go of this poor bum. You don't need him on your back any longer. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need to hear from you. We need to pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know I'm not talking about Jimmy because he's got much work. So if you are missing out, too bad. FatherToms.com and Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I do need to hear from you, please. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please forgive. Please don't carry that bum on your back any longer. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.